Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis tells us, Yain nesech shenafal agave anavim, if libation wine fell on top of grapes, yidichin vehen mutaros, just rinse them off, wash them, and they're good. Vim hayu mivukos, but if the grapes were split, asuros, then they are prohibited, because the wine will get into the grapes, not just on the grapes, and will impart flavor. Nafa agave te'enim, or agave tamarim, if the wine fell on top of figs or dates. Im yesh bahem benosein tam, if they have the ability to impart flavor, usser, they are prohibited. Maisa bebaisos benzonin, there was an incident regarding a person who his name was Baisos Benzonin. Shehevi grogros bespina. He was transporting dried figs in a ship. Vinishtabra chavis shoyayin nesech, and a barrel of libation wine that happened to be on the same ship broke. Vinuffel agabehem, and got all over his dried figs. Vishol lechachamim vehitirim, and he asked the sages, and they permitted the figs. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol shapah naso benosein tam, usser. Anything that benefits from the taste being imparted is prohibited. Kol she'ein b'ha naso benosein tam, mutter. But if something is not improved by the taste being imparted, it is permitted. Kagon chometz shenafal agabe grisin. And an example of something that is not improved by the flavor being imparted is vinegar that fell on top of beans. All right, let's look in the Bar Neuro. So if Yayin Nesech gets on grapes, all you have to do is Yidichein, wash them off. Bar Neuro tells us, B'mayim Tzonanim, has to be in cold water. Maisa B'Baisos Benzonin, so this incident happened with Baisos Benzonin. Misnisen Chasuri Michsura. So our Mishnah is what's called deficient. It's missing a piece. It skips from A to C and it leaves out B. So he's going to fill in the gap. So first, let's see what he means by it's missing a piece. Let's look. First, the Mishnah tells us, im yesh bahen benosein tam aser, that if it imparts flavor, it's prohibited. And then it gives us the story of Baisos Benzonin, who got the yayin nesech on his figs, and they permitted them. So all we know is if it imparts flavor, it's forbidden, but then it gives us a story where it's permitted, where it's the connection. All right. So v'hachi katani, the Bar Neuro tells us, this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'im no sein tam lefgam, mutter. That's the missing piece. That if it imparts a negative flavor, if it actually damages the taste, then it's permitted. U'maisa nami b'baisos benzonin. And in order to support this, it tells us the story with Baisos Benzonin. Shehayim mevi grogros besfina, v'nishtabra chavis shal yayin nesach agabehen, u'ba maisa lefnei chachamim v'hitirim. And that's the whole story of he was transporting the figs, and the yayin nesach got on them, and he went to the sages, and they permitted it. So it's that piece about if the taste that's imparted is negative, then it's permitted. That's understood from the Mishnah, but it's not explicitly stated. Kol shehuba anaso benosein tam, anything that is improved when the flavor is imparted, shadam nehene betamo shel isur, because then a person would be benefiting from a forbidden flavor. Kol shein b'hanaso benosein tam, anything that he doesn't benefit through the flavor being imparted, she'eno nehene betamo shel isur, because he's not benefiting from a forbidden flavor. Kigon chometz, like vinegar that spills on beans, shel isur, it's prohibited vinegar, because if it's just regular vinegar, that's not a problem. So we're talking about prohibited vinegar. Shenafel betoch grisin shel heter, and they fell on beans that were permitted. Nosein tam lefgamhu, that imparts a negative taste. V'hu shiyu hagrisin rosachin b'shah shenafel behen hachometz. But this is talking about when the beans were cooked, when the vinegar spilled on them. Sha'az pogim behem mitchila v'ad sof, because then the flavor it imparts is negative from beginning till end. It's negative initially, it's negative in the outcome. V'arba mini nosnei tamheim, and there are actually four different scenarios when it comes to one thing imparting flavor in another. Yesh tam mashbiach mitchila v'ad sof, there's a flavor that is an improvement from the beginning until the end. Kagon hayayin betavshil shel basar or shel dagim. So, for example, if wine spills on meat or on fish, so that's initially a good flavor, and it's ultimately a good flavor. Veze aser iser vadai, and that is definitely prohibited. V'yesh tam pogam mitchila v'ad sof. And then there's a flavor that's negative, it's distasteful from the beginning until the end. Kagon sham nunis hadagim o habasar bedvash. For example, if you get fish fat or meat fat into honey. V'zeh muter lechatchila, and that can be eaten even lechatchila. So it's an offensive flavor, you're not benefiting from it, so it's not prohibited. V'yesh pogem mitchila u'mashbiach besof. Then there are some flavors that are initially offensive, they're negative, and ultimately they are an improvement. Kagon hadvash b'yayin, for example, honey in wine. Shehu pogem bo lishaso, because it's negative initially, just for a temporary amount of time. Ukishi yahabo ad sheyifgam olav koach hayayin nosin ba hadvash reach v'tam. But if you wait long enough, the wine will overpower the honey, with the result that the honey ends up giving the wine some flavor and some scent. V'yesh mashbiach b'tchilo b'sof pogem, and then there's also something that's initially good, it's pleasant at the outset, but ultimately it's negative. Kagon shumen habasar im hachama, for example, beef fat with butter. O hatam habolea b'kli she'eno ben yomo. And that's also the case when it comes to flavor that's absorbed into a utensil that hasn't been used in the past 24 hours. Shenichnas bo meshubach v'achar kach nifgam. That it enters it initially tasty, but later it becomes offensive. Ve'elu hashnayim asur misafik. So these latter two cases, something that's initially tasty and ultimately offensive, or initially offensive and ultimately tasty, those two things are prohibited out of doubt. We're not sure, so we prohibit them. Lafikach, therefore, im hagrisim halolu shenaflu behem chometz lo hayu rosachin. If these beans that the vinegar fell on were not cooked, Hari hein asurin misafek. They would be prohibited from a case of doubt. Shehachomitz bagrisin makdiach umashbiach, because initially it's going to be tasty. Va'afal pi kishemesrachin achar kach pogim tamo, and even though later when you cook them it's going to become offensive, hayumashbiach l'basof pogim ba'asur. Then it's a case of something that's initially tasty and ultimately offensive, so out of the doubt, that is ultimately prohibited. That's Mishnah Beis. Let's move on to Mishnah Gimel. Nachmi Shahaya Mavir im Yisrael Kade Yayin Mimakom Lamakom. If a non-Jew is helping a Jew move barrels of wine from one place to another, so here we're actually talking about Jewish wine, not Yayin Nesech. Im Hayu Bachezkas Hamishtamer Mutter. If there is a presumption that he's being watched at all times, then the wine is permitted. Im Hodio Shehu Maflig. But if the Jew tells his non-Jewish helper that he's going away for a while, kedeshi yistom v'yistom v'yigov, and it's long enough that the non-Jew can pierce the seal on the barrels of wine and then fix it and wipe it dry, it would be prohibited. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer kedeshi yiftach v'yigov v'sigov. Rabban Shimon says it has to be long enough that he can actually remove the seal, replace it, and dry that. So in either of these cases, depending on who you ask, if he's gone long enough that the non-Jew who's helping him can accomplish that and basically get some wine out of the barrel and reseal it, the wine would then be prohibited. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Im hayu b'cheskas hamishtamer, if there's a presumption that he's being watched, calls manshelo hudiyo shehu maflig, hayu b'cheskas hamishtamer. As long as he doesn't tell him he's going away for a long period of time, then he has a presumption that he's being watched. So even if the Jew goes away, goes a mile away, if he doesn't tell the non-Jew that he's going to be gone for a long period of time, then as far as the non-Jew knows, he's still being watched. The Jew could come back at any minute, so he's not going to break open a barrel to help himself to some wine, because again, he's going to get caught. He doesn't want to get in trouble, he'd lose his wages, whatever the case may be. But im hodio shehu maflig, but if he tells him, I'm going away, I'll be back in an hour, umizrachik mimeno, so he's far away, v'chavios asumos heim, and these barrels are sealed. Kadeshi yistom, long enough for him to pierce the seal. Im shahakadeshi yikov hanachri nakav b'magofes hachavis, v'yachzor v'yistom hanakav v'tiyavish hasasima asur. So if he can pierce the seal, fix the hole, and it can dry so it doesn't look like it's been tampered with by the time the Jew gets back, the wine becomes prohibited. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, but Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says it has to be a longer period. It has to be long enough for him to remove the seal and replace it altogether. Eino aser ela im shaha kadei she yivtach es kol hamaguf es achavis. He only feels that it's prohibited if he waits long enough to remove the entire seal. V'yigof, and he has to replace it. V'yasa magufa acheres. Again, put another seal on. Skipping a little. Avalin akivas chur v'magufa shal chavis lo chashashu. But he's not concerned about piercing a hole in the seal of the bottle of wine. V'shum de minkra milsa, because that's evident. If the seal has been pierced and patched, then you're going to know it. V'davka v'magufa shel sid hu depligi rabbanan aleha de Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And it's only a case of a seal that's made out of lime or chalk that the rabbis disagree with Rabbi Shimon. V'chayshi v'psichas nakav, and they're worried that he's going to make an opening by poking a hole. V'shum de lo minkar, because in that case, it's not so recognizable. Shehasid lavan v'eino nikar ben chadash liyashan, because the lime, the chalk, is white, and it's not so evident which is old and which is new. Avav b'magufas tit, modu rabbanan, the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, delo misaser hayayin, achiyisha kedei sheyivtach hamagufa kula, v'yigov v'sitgov. But when it comes to a clay seal, then the rabbis agree with Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel that it's only prohibited if he has enough time to remove and replace the seal altogether. Because when it comes to clay, the difference in color is going to make it obvious that the seal has been pierced and patched. And the halacha does follow Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. The wine is only prohibited if the Jew lets the non-Jew know he's going to be away long enough that he can remove and replace the seal altogether. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.